Cowichan Rugby Football Club's Sherry Spence had added another accolade to her sporting resume. On the heels of her 2024 British Columbia Secondary Schools Rugby Union, BCSSRU, Coaching Excellence Award, Spence has been honored with the 2024 Joan Spray Award, presented annually to a female member of the BC rugby community who, through volunteering, has exhibited dedication through a lifelong contribution to the sport. The club's two former recipients, Angie Goodmanseth, 1997, and Annie McGeechee, 2008, put together the nomination. "She has and does nothing but promote the game of rugby, especially on the junior side of things," they wrote in their nomination package. "She has been playing, volunteering at CRFC for 23-plus years, and always has stepped up to take on any role that needed to be filled, or got creative to fill a gap." Goodmanseth and McGeechee acknowledged Spence's strong career as a player, noting her time on the U19 level for Team Canada as a highlight. "She is still going strong," they said of Spence, whose current roles include Junior Society President, North Island Tsunami President, Junior and Women's Division Representatives on the CRFC Board of Directors, the Recruitment and Homestay Coordinator for McDowell Rugby, and longtime coach of the Cowichan Secondary Girls Rugby Team, among other commitments. Spence will receive her award on October 11 at the 2024 BC Rugby Hall of Fame Gala Dinner and Awards Night ahead of Team Canada's final WXV1 tournament game, against England on October 12 at BC Place. At the same event, Duncan Bourne, Shawnigan Lake School graduate, 75, Ian Hyde-Lay will be formally inducted into the BC Rugby Hall of Fame. Now retired, Hyde-Lay was a player, coach, administrator and referee, and as such, he'll enter the hall in the builders category. Born in Terrace, BC, fellow Shawnigan Lake School grad, 1981. Eddie Evans will enter the BC Rugby Hall of Fame alongside Hyde-Lay. Inducted in the player category, Evans now owns a Thailand-based sportswear company called Extreme Rugby Wear.